Lot and block. Commonly used in residential subdivisions and commercial developments, the lot and block method of describing land most often refers to a recorded map or plat. When a developer acquires a tract of land for subdividing, the developer will design the new subdivision and lay out the streets, lots, utilities, common areas and easements. With the approval of local planning authorities, a plat will be filed in the county in which the subdivision is located. The plat will include the location and dimensions of each lot in the subdivision. Each lot is assigned a lot number, and the number, often along with the section and block number, becomes the legal description of the property. The developer will also file a number of additional items, including a dedication document dedicating the streets and other public areas to the city or county. The developer will also file restrictive covenants that control the use of the property in terms of architectural style, setbacks, landscaping and minimum square footage. Restrictive covenants are also referred to as deed restrictions or covenants, conditions and restrictions, CCR. Maps, which show the layout of a subdivision, including lots, blocks, tracts, sections, and streets, with the dimensions stated as in the sample on the right are recorded when the subdivision is developed. By indicating a lot and block number for a particular property, one can go to the recorded map and find the property. This is the most common type of property description used in subdivisions.